This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Camel Wax. Thanks for celebrating 24 years with us today. 6,000 shows, 24,000 hours. Gonna get good at this at some point. Gonna pick this thing up.
Yeah, one of these days.
What do you think of the 10,000? Matt Pauly's here with us. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
What do you think of the 10,000 hour rule? You think that's bullcrap?
Oh, where you, if you're, you do something for 10,000 hours?
To become like a master journeyman?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how many hours I have spent broadcasting games, hosting shows, whatever. But I can tell you, if I'm still doing this 20, 30, 40 years from now, I don't think I'm going to feel like I've got it all the way down.
I don't.
So maybe if you're like a tradesman, it's something a little bit different. But maybe when it's more of like an artistic performing type type thing, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, you think about any creatives, whether it's a photographer, a painter, a radio show host, an actor, that if you have a long enough career, you are going to have ups and downs.
Yeah.
You are going to go through stages where you are at least temporarily not relevant. No one just kills it the entire time.
Very few.
Yeah.
Very few. Like Joe Buck will. Right. Like, so
good point.
There are some people like that. But when I think about sports broadcasters, think about Marv Albert. I mean, he had a downfall and he eventually came back.
You know, he kind of bit off more than he could chew there.
Literally.
Wow. Man, I was doing sports talk radio, like overnight sports talk radio at that time. We had all the Marv Albert jokes, man.
Do you know why that's funny, Rach? Do you know who Marv Albert is?
Let me Google him, and I think I'll figure it out.
Google
quickly.
Marv Albert biting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Careful.
Yeah.
We'll see if HR walks into the studios here in the next couple moments and takes away your internet privileges. We know why.
We had all the Marv Albert jokes.
Did he come back?
Oh, yeah. As he should have. I mean, look, it's a weird thing, but it's not like, you know, the craziest thing. It's not,
He's still going. He still does NBA for a turn. Yeah.
Nice. What do you guys want to talk about today? Where do you want to start? We can start anywhere you want to start. If I weren't here and you guys were doing your podcast, what would you lead with?
Well, we usually lead with something related to the Cardinals and it kind of ties into what we're seeing in the postseason. We kind of did that on Monday with our roundtable. And what I think maybe we can do it this way with the Cardinals, because I think a Cardinals way is always a good jumping off point, is there's already kind of interesting buzz about what their offseason looks like. And I mean from people outside of St. Louis. Like being really basically expressing a curiosity about how far they're going to go with what they're planning on doing. Is it going to be a minor thing? Is it going to be a major thing? But, you know, as I see these things being discussed, I think it's really interesting to note what John Mozeliak said at the press conference, which was essentially some of this will be up to the individual players, right? It's going to be up to Sonny Gray or Nolan Arenado or Wilson Contreras to some degree as to what they want to do. Do they want to stay? And because it's not going to be a teardown. It's not going to be a, like a 5-year rebuild plan. But it's going to be a time where the priority shifts from we're going to try to win the division this year to we're going to balance that with long-term goals and fixing some things. And I think that's the interesting thing is what do those guys want?
And those guys will largely determine how this right now, I think the ceiling for next year's team is probably being a playoff club, right? If everything goes right, they're probably a team that sneaks into the playoffs, probably not really a championship caliber sort of team. The way we talk largely about the Blues right now. So those guys can largely dictate whether or not they have the opportunity to be that version. And that has implications beyond just this upcoming season. Because Oliver Marmol, if this team doesn't make the postseason this upcoming season, and then Heim Bloom takes on the year after that, it's hard to see a scenario where they have another down year and he gets another year for it. So if there's a belief in that clubhouse and a love for playing for Oliver Marmol and Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras and Sonny Gray say, you know what, we're excited about these young guys who have done something. We like being in St. Louis. We want to be the group that re-energizes things here in this transitional period. If all that happens, well, that could make things a little bit better this year.
I like doing this. Let's just walk around the ball field and talk about who you think it will be and if not, who the possibilities are. At catcher, I guess it's Wilson's to...
Unless his feedback to the team is, I'd rather go to a contender, I'd rather be somewhere else, you know, because of this. Now, I will say, there's a separate thing, and I think he's got a no-trade clause, right?
I think they all do, right?
Yeah, but I think he does specifically. So they have control even if you choose to move him, because the Cardinals actually have too many catchers now. I mean, you've got Wilson Contreras, he's the best of them and the proven one, but Pajas is the best defender and showed some offense late in the year. Ivan Herrera can really hit, and if you can fix the throwing problems, he could be an everyday catcher because he did the other things okay, blocked okay, receiving was okay. I'm not sure he's as good at the game calling, game management side as Pajas is, but then their minor league player of the year is a catcher. Jimmy Crooks at AA, which means he's going to be at AAA next year. So you, and then you got another guy behind him, Bernal, who's also considered, he's in the Arizona Fall League. So, like, they've got a line of them. It might not be terrible to see what's available for you and whether or not that would work out.
The biggest reason I'm hopeful, has nothing to do with Heim Bloom or Mozeliak or the ownership. It's what I've learned from you guys that most other teams have been utilizing this technology and these pitching labs and hitting labs, and we have not. So I always like, anytime I'm analyzing something or I have a decision to make, like, what could go right with this? What could make this difference in my family, my career, my body, whatever it is? That seems like something that maybe over 3 years, not one, could make a real impact.
Yeah, most of that stuff's going to be built in Jupiter, and they're not even going to put shovels in the ground in Jupiter until after this upcoming spring training. So the... really what Heim Bloom is doing now, up until he takes over as president of baseball operations, once spring training ends, there'll be some actual things happening. But right now it's about hiring people and putting plans in place.
What can change now, right? Yeah. Facilities take time, but you can put the right human beings in place that can teach certain things.
What, rather than going through every position, what are the keys? What positions do you look at and say, the way the 2025 goes is going to have a lot to do with who's at third base?
Yeah. So barring guys asking out, let's just throw that out because we don't know. Let's assume that the people that are under contract are going to stay. So you're set at third. You're set at short with Mason Winn. You're going to be set in right field, I think, with Jordan Walker. I think you're set in left field.
And you think that should be the call?
I think so, yes, for sure. You can't keep playing that game.
Stick with him.
Yeah. I think you're set in left field with Nootbaar unless you decide to trade. But I'm just not sure that there's a major upgrade there from him for him, if that makes sense, the way that I'm saying it. Brendan Donovan is set. He's going to play. He could play second. He could play left. He could DH, but he's going to play. I think Gorman's in that same road. He's going to play. They got to find out. They got to figure out how to get him to be something. And then at the end of the year, evaluate. So center field, you're open for some competition. Probably Ciani to start, but could be Victor Scott. And I think the key to me, long-term, and Alec Burleson's going to play. Whether he's a DH or first baseman or outfielder, Alec Burleson is going to play at least against right-handers. To me, next year is Gorman and Walker. What are they? How much can they grow? How good can they be? Are they stars or are they just like secondary pieces for your next version of a good team. It's sorting out the catchers because you got a lot of them, and what are you going to do with them? And also, it's about like what is Quinn Matthews as a prospect? Like, if he's a guy that ends up showing you he can be a number two starter, that's a pretty big deal. And what is J.J. Weatherholt? I mean, he's your first pick. He's a top 10 pick. This guy could be a star, and he might play second, and he might play left.
Did J.C. sufficiently impress you to think he'll be on the club?
I think he should impact this team, but I do think he's in a spot where he's going to have to earn it in spring training. Like, he'll have to win a spot.
I'm most uncomfortable with Gorman at second.
If I want to go best defense at second is Brendan Donovan. And I DH Gorman, but either way.
Gorman got better defensively.
No, he's fine.
Yeah.
But Donovan's better.
Sure.
I want the best defensive lineup, Gorman is not the second baseman. But to me, Gorman's got to be in there. This is a 30-35 homer guy. You've got to give him the chance to be that. You've got to find a way to get the best out of him.
See, I would DH him, and I would have Burley at first.
Yeah. I'd actually get Gorman a first base glove, too, and I'd be working Contreras there. And I'd be – see, like, another part of this to me is – like, use Contreras as an example. If he's a quote-unquote primary catcher, if he's your number one catcher, you rest those guys. They get a game or two off a week. I don't want his bat out of the lineup. How do I get him in? I want him to play 150 games. Maybe he catches less, but he plays a little first base and he DHs too. But I would want to get 150 games out of him if I could do it, because he's that good of a hitter.
They're in a spot where they can use first base very much the same way they use the DH. You can put Burleson, Gorman, Herrera, Contreras, Donovan. Who am I missing? There's five guys right there that you can go put at first base if you need to.
They are not going to move Walker to first base, guys. Stop talking about it.
So you do that, and that group is already going to produce more at first base than what you got this year from Paul Goldschmidt.
Why am I excited by that lineup when it's essentially the lineup we had this year?
Because there's still upside. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? Like, this team wasn't good enough as it is now, but that was, to me, because of the underachievement of your two stars. You're falling apart the second half of Nolan Gorman and the lack of contribution from Jordan Walker. The reason you feel hope is, well, if Arenado is a little bit better, which is not unreasonable. It's not a crazy thing. You're not looking at a guy who's done and dead in the water. There's plenty of room for him to get better. There's plenty of room for Mason Wynn as a young player to get better, and for Jordan Walker to be a regular player, and for Nolan Gorman to be. Like, it's not an automatic, which is why there's uncertainty, but it's not crazy to think that there's better in all of those guys.
So if we save some money, Goldie moves on to a couple other players. Do we have any indication whether that's money in the bank or money they will spend to beef up the pitching staff?
They're not going to spend big money on the major league roster. I mean, they're not going to spend no money.
Barring subtractions, right?
Right. Like, this is, and what they'll say, and I'm not even saying this isn't true, but you don't have to do it this way. They're going to say that the resources this year are being spent on all the player development projects.
Yes, and I'm interested to see that how you discuss that too, because is that going to be – you going to spend $70 million on player development?
No.
Yeah, no.
Because, like, a pitching lab
costs – because if you're saving 70 – so, like Paul Goldschmidt's $26 million. Lance Lynn was 12. You know, Keenan Middleton was 6. Giovanni Gallegos was 5.5. I mean, we're at $50 million now just with players that you're letting walk out the door, not counting if you let Kyle Gibson walk away, which is another 10 or 12. Like, so – I don't know that they're going to spend all of that, but that facility's probably – the redo in Jupiter is probably a tens of millions of dollars thing. But that was in the works before any of this revamping of the system was talked about. So that shouldn't impact that.
Yeah, we were told shovels in the ground as soon as spring training ended 2 years ago.
Yes.
And it didn't happen.
Because of the Marlins, by the way. I should point that out.
And
the Marlins were dragging.
And then we were told it's completely canceled and they're just going to do some modifiers to the complex, and that was going to start after this past spring training, and that hasn't happened. And now the indications are it's back to being a complete overhaul.
So what could your starting lineup look like?
I mean, all of those guys we listed, you could easily see in an opening day. And also, I think what's interesting, too, is maybe the idea that in some spots you're going to play matchups, right?
So they play matchups.
Yeah, you're going to play a right-handed hitter instead of Alec Burleson against left-handed pitching, that kind of thing. But an opening day lineup, you could easily draw it up as Burleson at first – Donovan at second base, Mason Wynn, Nolan Arenado, Lars Nootbaar, Michael Ciani or Victor Scott, Jordan Walker, and then Nolan Gorman as your DH.
I mean, and what about the starting lineup? The starting
the rotation?
Pitching lineup.
That's where it's interesting to me because obviously Sonny, if he's still here, which I anticipate he will be, but if he's still here, he's your one. I think Eric Fetty's your two by default now, but doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. Then you've got Andre Pallante, who's going to fit somewhere 3-5. Michaelis is under contract, so he's probably going to pitch unless you can find a way to get rid of him. And they could.
Does he do you any good in the bullpen?
I'm either. I find that to be a difficult thing because if it's my team and it's not, and it's my money and it's not, I'm probably just going to either trade him however I can and get whatever recovery of salary I can, or I'm just moving on. It's 2 years in a row combined, 23 and 24. He's one of the three or four worst starting pitchers in baseball, like statistically. So that's not my opinion. That is based on performance. And I don't want to put that out there again next
Cardinals
year.
Cardinals do not like paying people not to work.
That's true. Most teams don't. No. So I
wouldn't
mind it.
Appreciate it, Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
426 DGS. I think I know how this is going to go. But I was thinking about if you could take out 3 consecutive months the weather, what 3 months would you remove from the calendar?
January, February, March.
December, January, February.
We're getting the weather, not the month, right? Like, not the...
you get all the stuff.
Yeah, okay. Then December, January, February.
See, for me, it's June, July, August.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. If I could go from May to September weather, fine.
You know what? I'm switching mine. I'm going with Rach. I'm going with March because we have traditionally we have some of our biggest snowstorms.
She's going to live out that for a week.
We have some of our biggest.
And then Andrew said, I take that back.
I forgot. I always forget that because to me, like, March is spring, but no, yeah. March is like winter here. Mm-hmm. And we've had some of the worst snowstorms like in the past decade in March. Yeah, no, thank you. March can get out of town. It just gets cold in December. It doesn't usually get that snowy here. Knock on wood.
I think I want to live in Colorado, but then I've been there in the winter, but I've never wintered there.
Yeah. That might be one of those things that sounds great until you're stuck in a 4-foot drift.
Or until it takes until June to get up to 70 degrees. Yeah, grass is always greener, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, not to say that it wouldn't be to your liking. You just don't know until you do it.
I had a happy accident today. So as you know, I've been thinning out the herd and cleaning up my house and painting and a bunch of projects and things like that. And I sadly found 3 eBay packages from like 2 years ago that I've never even opened.
Uh-huh.
I know this is, it's terrible. And I opened them up and one was the quarter zip you saw me wear yesterday.
All right.
Timely. And then 2, I like freezer coats. You know, like working men wear. And I bought 2 of those, one a little heavier than the other. And those were in there. And I'd forgotten all about them. And I wore one today. And they fit. That's nice. Things don't usually work like that for me.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's like finding $5 in your, your winter coat.
It is.
It's a solid win.
I don't know what a freezer coat is.
Google it. It's be much faster than me telling you what it is.
Huh.
My grandpa used to wear freezer coats.
My dad used to wear one. Yeah. Nice. I like him.
Hi. Could you leave it
on your way out? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.